And a little earlier on this morning, I spoke to the Economic Development and Trade Minister, David Parker, and asked him whether the government is going to accept all the recommendations.
Yes.
So does that amount to relaxing this stance that was taken on foreign buyers, which was really a hard-line one by Labour?
It's actually still tougher than the one that we campaigned on at the election. We said at the time that you shouldn't have the right to buy an existing home, but that you should be able to add to supply. The form of bill that went to Select Committee said that you couldn't even do that. Was slightly relaxed and said if you're going to on-sell or lease it, you can in large developments, not single units or individual houses. But no, we've gone through with our absolute ban on foreigners buying any existing home in the land.
But potentially, the way that you were looking at this meant that developments were going to grind to a halt.
Well, no, I don't accept that. But there was a concern expressed by some of the large developers of apartments, especially in Auckland, that they're reliant on some level of foreign direct investment. So we listened to that. We thought, you know, we can't be reckless here. We've got to increase supply at the same time because we've got such a homelessness problem that we decided that if people were going to invest in multi-storey apartments for on lease or on sale, they could do so.
Is there evidence that people want to do that?
Yes, there is. There was evidence presented to the Select Committee by some of the large apartment developers that they are in fact reliant on a level of foreign investment in those properties. So what we've said is, well, you know, we don't mind if they're going to be adding to supply by being on sold or on let.
So people are happy from overseas to buy an apartment that they can't live in here?
Well, if they're not, they won't be able to buy. But yes, the only exception we're making is where it's actually adding to the supply of the New Zealand housing market, because that's what we're interested in, is housing New Zealanders.
And this is the way you can buy the apartment off the plans. Isn't it, though, a bit of a mixed message? Because on one hand, you're sort of saying, oh, we do want the overseas money and the overseas investment, but at the same time, we're saying, but we don't really want you here.
Well, you know, I have a view that the housing market should be for New Zealanders. Package that was just played says there's only 3% on average in New Zealand, and central Auckland it's about 1 in 5 houses, and in the Wakatipu area it's about 1 in 10. So these are significant effects, and you know, with this rapid concentration of wealth around the world, I think we have to be a bit careful that we keep the New Zealand housing market for New Zealanders.
Well, the Auckland figure was 7% though, wasn't it?
No, central Auckland was 18%.
But Auckland generally was 7%. Yes, it was higher in some of those central city suburbs. But
yep,
if you take the city as a whole, it was 7%.
Yep.
So does that indicate...
I think most New Zealanders were still surprised at how high those numbers were. They were certainly a lot more concentrated in some areas in New Zealand that had previously been acknowledged.
But Labour's previously been trying to say it was about 30%. So when you look at the national figure of 3%, you look at the figure of Auckland as 7%, and the highest was Queenstown at 9.7%.
So we never said it was 30% of the land. We did say that it was higher at one stage in Auckland than it was. And in fact, there have been magazine articles pointing out that the rate of foreign buying in New Zealand has decreased from its peak following controls that China put on export of capital from their own country.
But equally, from the information that you put forward, that Phil Twyford put forward, which is the Chinese-sounding names, there was actually no rigour in those figures at all. So the question are you essentially tinkering around the edges here, and you're trying to solve a problem that doesn't really materially exist?
No, I disagree, Susie. The problem was certainly larger than it was. It's still about 1 in 5 houses in central Auckland. But there is an important point of principle here, is who should you run your housing market for? And in the opinion of the government, you should run it for New Zealanders, not for foreign buyers. So
that's the Economic Development and Trade Minister David Parker. I spoke to him a little earlier on.